Good morning, everyone. My name is Amanda Smith, and I'm with the University of Georgia. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the economics of remote sensing technology used to determine mepaquat chloride application on cotton under variable rate irrigation. And this research was conducted over 2 years, so I'll try to cover that. I want to thank my colleagues, Dr. Don Shirley, Glenn Ritchie, and Lola Sexton at the University of Georgia. For assistance with this project, and also like to thank the Georgia Cotton Commission and Cotton Incorporated for partial funding and support of this project. Basically, as an overview of my presentation, I'll give you a brief background and objective. I'll talk briefly about the experimental design, go over the data results, and summary and implications. As you're all aware, irrigation and mepaquat chloride affect cotton growth height and development. Irrigation increases the crop height and lowers maturity, while mepaquat chloride does the exact opposite. Both increase your management costs and impact your yield. And that's of course important because it's the bottom line. Variable rate irrigation technology has been developed, as well as remote sensing equipment, to optimize irrigation and mepaquat chloride application. So how does that new technology impact the bottom line? Our objective is to examine the costs and returns for cotton that receive variable amounts of mepaquat chloride determined by remote sensing technology while under varied rates of irrigation. Briefly, the remote sensing technology was an aerial image. We have a blimp that takes an aerial image, and then they use a normalized differentiated vegetative index to determine how much vegetation is out there, as well as the mepaquat chloride application. As far as our experimental design, it was a split plot under variable rate center pivot conducted down in Camilla, Georgia at the Stribling Irrigation Research Park through the University of Georgia. Research was conducted in 2007 and 2008, and within each year, all inputs were constant except for irrigation and mepaquat chloride application. And so all of their costs will not be looked at in this study. Irrigation was based on watermark sensors in the soil, and there was four levels. There's 100% as required by the watermark sensor, and then 75% of that, 55%, and then zero irrigation. We also had four mepaquat chloride treatments within each irrigation plot. Of course, there was one with no treatment at all. Then there was one that was based on a single picture taken at the first time that they were going to spray picks. And so they sprayed it 2 years in 2007 and 3 years in 2008, and each spray was based on that single picture. The multiple RS picks was based on a picture taken each time before they sprayed it. And then the standard, which is your full recommendation based on UGA, recommendations. There are four replications within each plot for a total of 64 plots altogether each year. Briefly, the agronomic results. In 2007, you can see that the zero irrigation had the lowest yield, of course, to be expected, and 100% irrigation had the highest yields, again, to be expected. The interesting thing is that 50% irrigation was significantly higher than zero irrigation, and then there was no significance with the 75% irrigation. Now, in 2008, there was no significant difference among the four irrigation levels across all mepaquat chloride treatments. So that's interesting as well. I should note that 2007 was a lot drier year in Georgia, especially at the beginning of the crop year when they were trying to get the plant stand started. Okay, looking at average yields across all irrigation levels by your mepaquat chloride treatments, of course those that were not treated with mepaquat chloride had higher yields, common sense, in 2007. The ones that were that used the remote sensing technology plots had in between that with the full picks application amounts. And then there was no significant difference again in 2008. So looking at the economic data, we didn't have quality data available for 2008, so we just based it on yield. So your gross revenues, as far as statistical difference, they followed that of the agronomic results. And we used an average price of the November cotton base price for 2007 and 2008, and that came up with 58¼ cents per pound. Irrigation costs were calculated by the total number of applications using electronic power at $7.25 per application. Now, some people have commented that it costs less to irrigate 100% than it does at 50%, or things like that, because of power requirements and so on. But we assume that it was all the same because the pivot is designed with the variable rate irrigation technology. So when you go ahead and make your irrigation application, it's going to cost the same across all plots. Just so you know, as far as irrigation amounts, in 2007, a lot drier year, there was 7 applications with your total irrigation on the 100% plots of 4 inches. And in 2008, there was only 4 irrigation applications with a total of 2 inches. Other costs that we considered was the course of Mepquot chloride at 23 cents per ounce. That's the average between both years. We did not consider the cost for trips across the field, again, because we are assuming that producers, when they're using this, they have the equipment on their machine, and so it'll determine the variable rate as they're going. And so, but you can see that costs range from $0 to $7 in 2007 and $0 to $9.50 in 2008. Again, they sprayed an additional spray in 2008. Both of the remote sensing costs were in between the non-treated and the full treatment. Other costs that we considered were based on yield, and those include your ginning, storage, warehousing, and then a credit for cotton seed. So just taking a look at the total costs, there was no significant difference in total costs in 2007 or in 2008. Of course, that higher irrigation amount in 2007 showed that it was more expensive to irrigate, or more, the total costs were higher in 2007 as compared to 2008. Again, very similar story, but there was a significant difference in 2008 from that the standard was significantly higher than the other three treatments. Maybe there's a potential savings of using the remote sensing technology. So I wanted to look at the net revenues to show just the difference between gross revenue and the cost to see. Of course, because yield was definitely different in 2007, there was significance that the 0% irrigation had lower net revenues than the 100% irrigation, and no difference in 2008. And then across your Mepquot chloride treatments, the least expensive regime was the no Mepquot chloride cost, and so they did have higher net revenues compared to the full Mepquot chloride, and the remote sensing fell in between, but there was no difference in 2008. Just to show you what they look like by treatment, this is the average net returns across years, and then you can see the zero irrigation had some fewer net returns because of the lower yields, most likely, and then the no Mepquot chloride did yield some higher because it wasn't as expensive. But again, we want to look at the remote sensing technology is in between the two, no Mepquot chloride and the full application. This is just a visual graphic of how it looks on the screen across the years. And then the two charts that I want to get into the next that I think are the most interesting. This is a risk-return frontier. And first I want to look at irrigation impacts. And so this is across 2007 and 2008, this is your average net return for the treatments. And you can see that I've got irrigation and Mepquot chloride. The y-axis, you have your variance or your risk, and the x-axis, we have our dollars per acre net return. So looking at an irrigation standpoint, the non-irrigated plots, which is your 0% irrigation, they are the least risk, but they also give you the least reward. Looking at the 50% irrigation, there's a little bit more risk, but some irrigation, of course, gives more return. The 75% actually is less risk than the 55%. There's less variability in those, but your return doesn't look to be as much. And then the 100% has lower risk and the most potential for higher reward. Okay, and now looking at the Mepiquot chloride treatments. Those that were not treated with Mepiquot chloride, on average, they were a little lower risk, except for that received 50% irrigation. And then those that received the most picks amount, they were less likely to have a higher reward. Of course, it does cost more. But again, we're wanting to look at the remote sensing technology, and those that received or that had remote sensing technology, Mepiquot chloride was determined on a single image taken at the beginning of the first pick spray. They offered a lot higher reward, a little bit more risk as well, and then those that were based on images before each pick spray, a little bit higher reward and less risk. So, to summarize, in 2007, the non-irrigated plots generated statistically lower net returns at $51 per acre on average than those that received the full irrigation. Also in 2007, the no Mepiquot chloride plots generated statistically higher net returns at $58 per acre on average than those treated with the standard across all irrigation levels. There's no significant differences of net returns in 2008. Plots that utilized the remote sensing technology to determine Mepiquot chloride application had net returns that fell between the non-treated and standard treated plots, and so they may or may not provide savings to producers. The non-irrigated plots generated the least risk and the least return. Irrigated plots generated slightly more risk but higher return. And the standard Mepiquot chloride treated plots generated the least risk, least return. In comparison, the remote sensing technology treated plots generated higher return at higher risk. Of course, we want to conduct future research on the quality and uniformity data. When we get that for 2008, I think it will be interesting, especially because there was no differences in yield, to see if the remote sensing technology affected quality. And that ends my presentation, and I'll entertain any questions.
We've got a little time for some questions. I have one. You may have put it in there, but I may not have been looking at the time. What was the prescription cost to get the variable rate application
to a site? We did not incorporate any of that, so.
Because it's not zero.
It isn't zero. Yes, in 2007, Georgia was in a drought. So, and in 2008, we received a lot more rain. That was more timely as well. So, again, I think that definitely had an impact too. Yes. It doesn't seem like much. I think the rains that we did get were somewhat timely. The part where we were in the most drought was in the very beginning and trying to get the cotton to just make a stand. So.
Anybody else? Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.